Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Welcome back.
Cheers, mates.
Same old place. You like sandwiches out there?
Well, the face.
Oh, my God, I'm hot.
Welcome back, Benny.
Straight up. Oh.
Ha ha.
Probably didn't get to have much stroganoff when you were on your trip.
No,
I did not. Delicacy that, well, not really one you can enjoy around your family.
In a hotel room.
In a hotel room with your family. I mean, I kind of like it anywhere, to be honest with you, but time and a place.
Welcome back to some regular segments, including Take on Woods. We need a contestant here joining us in the next few minutes. Chance to win not only the getaway to the Flamingo Hotel and Casino for two nights, a pair of tickets to see Rod Stewart at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on October 22nd, and $250 in spending money, a little gambling cash for you. But you got to beat or tie Woods in our game of Take on Woods as it returns. Five questions of musical trivia coming up. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Before that, though, Woods has offered me the indulgence, the privilege, the one-time-only deal that after being gone for the past six shows, a little over 1 week since I went on vacation, to rehash one topic I missed while we were gone. And it just absolutely kills me to have to decide because there are so many things that went on over the last, you know, 7-8 days that involved our teams, that involved big national stories, my teams, like the Los Angeles Lakers making an insane number of moves. So, why don't we spin the wheel and see where we what topic we land on here, Woodsy? All right. I have to go back to trade deadline.
Yes,
day.
I was hoping I you
really,
would.
Oh, thank oh God. God. I really do. Especially
I thought it was going to be NBA draft.
Me
for
too.
Sure.
Me too. And I was just going to walk out and just sit on the couch.
The lack of moves, or at least the apparent lack of moves by the Padres, the drama of the Max Scherzer sweepstakes, the heartbreak of thinking that he was on his way to San Diego and then finding out, oh, no, instead he is going to the Dodgers. Oh, by the way, they got Trey Turner as well. And at least the perception, not just here in San Diego, but even nationally, reading ESPN.com, they did a winners and losers at the trade deadline column. Biggest loser at the trade deadline, the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, it stung a little bit.
Maybe I have the perspective of a week that other people did not have. I find that to be absolutely ridiculous to declare the Padres the biggest loser at the trade deadline. They added an all-star, the National League hits leader. They added a back end of the bullpen reliever to give them what should be, I think, the strongest bullpen in all of baseball going forward. They only were unable to address one of their weaknesses at the trading deadline. That's not, they may not be the biggest winner at the trade deadline, but to call them the biggest loser, I thought, was a vast overreaction and really a function of the expectations that we've come to expect from AJ Preller. Because he's done so much and always seems to address not only every need you thought the Padres have, but like six others that you didn't even realize that they were going to need, that when he doesn't pull off nine trades, it looks like a giant loss for the Padres. Given the perspective, and I know how everyone reacted last week. I saw it on Twitter while I was on vacation. Given now a week to reflect, or at least, whatever, 5 or 6 days to reflect since the trade deadline, do you feel any differently now than you did on that day? Or are you still as kind of disappointed and heartbroken as you were on July 30th?
It's not a very sports radio take, but I was happy and I was upset. And I was happy with Frazier, I was happy with Hudson, and I'm happy with Mariznick as well. But I was upset that they didn't add a starting pitcher, Ben. And I'll tell you, you know, with Paddock going down with an oblique in a bullpen session, well, that throws a bit of a chink in the armor, right? And then you've got Weathers going out and getting absolutely torched the day of the trade deadline when it ended on Friday, just got killed. Yeah, I mean, it makes you panic a little bit. So, look, the modus operandi going forward is they're going to see what they can get from whoever they start, and then they are going to wear that bullpen out. And they've got good arms.
Is it smart, though, despite your need to give up a player? If A.J. Preller truly believes, you know, his top four prospects are going to be, you know, contributors for several years for his lineup, to give it to a mediocre rental pitcher for a couple of months, give up that kind of value, that's just not smart baseball. And if that truly was the asking price, and
well, it was
based on what we've heard.
That
was the asking price, even for mediocre guys. Now, you get Scherzer, sure. Maybe you go ahead and you have to include a top prospect. And the Padres seemed like they were willing to do so for a big name like a Max Scherzer. But, you know, to add a John Gray or a Zach Davies and whatever was being asked for, it was a seller's market, and the Padres weren't going to pay ridiculously inflated prices for mediocre merchandise. And that really was what was available for the most part. Mediocre merchandise.
Look, it's also something we say to make ourselves feel better. And I'm partly in that camp, Ben, as well. Once Scherzer was off the table, though, the way I looked at it was, okay, don't go nuts. You know, Berrios would have been nice, but, you know, looking at his numbers, he gets lucky
quite a bit, too. The Blue Jays, right, gave up
two
huge prospects. Yep. So if that was the price, if you're talking C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore or Abrams and Hassel,
no.
It's just a no for
me. That's a no.
That's just a no. And we'll know more at the end of this season, but it's not as though the Padres have just lost this year as well. They still are in good position to make the playoffs. Obviously, winning the NL West is going to be tough after both the Giants and Dodgers continue to improve, but it's not like it's not like you didn't expect that to happen, and I don't know that even a Scherzer would have put the Padres over the top to win the division.
Well, that's what A.J. Preller said. I mean, those guys, you can't factor in that Paddock's going to get hurt and Weathers is going to get shelled. You can't foresee that happening. You got to know that it's a possibility, and that's exactly what happened.
What wins you a one-game wild card? Since that's what we're probably trending toward here in San Diego, you like to say, oh, yeah, an ace who doesn't give up any runs. Really, it's a bullpen, a really locked-down bullpen, and I'm as confident and optimistic about the Padres' bullpen going forward as I've been in a long time. There
today,
17 shutout innings, and you've got you just got Matt Strom back.
Got Hudson coming off.
Hudson will be coming off the COVID IL here soon. Denelson Lamet could be added to that mix.
Taylor Williams just started a rehab assignment as well. So they're gonna be.
I mean, it's not going to be in the playoffs. It's not going to be Chrisman and Ramirez.
No.
You're like bad relievers are going to be like a Pierce Johnson is going to even be struggling to make the playoff roster because you've got such a deep bullpen, and that gives you a chance in any game, because if you have a starter who doesn't look good after the first, as you said, what if Blake Snell doesn't look good after three batters? Well, bring in a bullpen, because you probably got an off day tomorrow, or you had an off day yesterday in the playoffs. That's how it works. You've got unlimited, generally, bullpen resources in the postseason.
But how much are you going to have to ride them to get to where you need to be?
I don't know.
That's going to be it's going to be the tough part.
You know what? I want to discuss that going forward, because I did some of the math in terms of just holding on for that wild card.
Right.
The Cincinnati Reds, you know, the team that everyone says, hey, we got to watch out for the Reds and what they're doing. I did some math just to see what it would take to make sure the Padres do get into the postseason. We'll talk about that coming up. Right now, though, let's welcome back our game of musical trivia. It is time for Take on Woods. Fake ball.
Woods. Woods.
All right, let's go with Nick as our contestant today. Nick, here's what you're playing for. Qualify for our grand prize drawing in August. Pair of tickets to see Rod Stewart at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on October 22nd. Two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino from October 21st to 23rd. And $250 in spending money. Now, Woods has left, Nick, so I will give you the categories, and you can choose between them. I'll even tell you what they're about. It's one of your advantages. So you ready, Nick?
Good morning, Ben and Woodsy. How you doing?
We're good. All right, so here are your three categories to choose from. Don't Call Me Crazy, the word crazy figuring into all of the songs there. Looking Fabulous, in honor of our trip to Lips a couple of weeks ago, songs featuring cross-dressing. And then The Friendly Skies, a little inspiration from my flight back from vacation yesterday, songs that have something to do with flying. So you've got those three categories, Don't Call Me Crazy, Looking Fabulous, or The Friendly Skies. Nick, what's it going to be?
Let's go Friendly Skies.
Friendly Skies. All right. So you'll get five questions, 60 seconds. If you need to pass at any time, we can go back to it. Then Woods will come back to the same five questions. We'll compare scores. And if you can beat or tie him, then you will qualify for our grand prize. So, again, inspiration struck as I was flying home. Today's category features songs about flying. We will start with one of our two-second songs. To score a point, you'll need to give me both the artist and the title of the song. And then you'll score a point, and then we'll go on to the rest of the questions. Nick, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Nick, your time starts when Paul plays our two-second song. Good luck. Here we go.
Fly Away, Lenny Kravitz.
Jet Airliner was a top 10 hit for the Steve Miller Band, but which of their songs with the word fly reached number 3 on the Billboard charts? Who wanted to fly away in her 2000 song, I'm Like a Bird?
Nelly Furtado.
Name the song crafted by Kenny Loggins to accompany the high-flying action from the movie Top Gun.
Danger Zone.
Tom Petty recorded Learning to Fly in 1991, but which band scored success 9 years later with their song Learn to Fly? Jet Airliner was a top 10 hit for the Steve Miller Band, but which one of their songs with the word fly reached number 3 on the Billboard charts? Tom Petty recorded Learning to Fly in 1991, but which band scored success 9 years later with their song Learn to Fly? All right, well, you did get three right with a bonus point thrown in. That's a score of 4 for Nick.
One
but
of those two.
Woods
one
is very tough, two. And he's gotten a lot of 5 out of 5s. You got Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz. You got Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird, and you got Danger Zone. The two you missed were Fly Like an Eagle by Steve Miller Band, and Foo Fighters had the song Learn to Fly, not Learning to Fly. So let's bring Woods back in. Same 5 questions. Same 60 seconds, and we'll see if he's out of practice at all. It's been a while. He's forgotten all of his musical knowledge over the last week or so while I was gone. You don't know the category,
correct,
but you'll get 60 seconds. We will start with a two-second song. Good luck, Woods. Let's play.
Fly Away, Lenny Kravitz.
Jet Airliner was a top 10 hit for the Steve Miller Band, but which one of their songs with the word fly reached number 3 on the Billboard charts?
Fly Like an Eagle.
Who wanted to fly away in her 2000 song, I'm Like a Bird?
Nelly Furtado.
Name the song crafted by Kenny Loggins to accompany the high-flying action from the movie Top Gun.
Danger Zone?
Tom Petty recorded Learning to Fly in 1991, but which band scored success 9 years later with their song Learn to Fly?
Foo Fighters.
Oh! And by a 5-4 score, Woodsy, a win in the return of Take on Woods. Nick, so sorry. Good try.
Sorry, Nicky.
He got 3. He got a bonus point.
Yep.
But not quite good enough to qualify,
man,
for the Vegas getaway.
Nelly Furtado, I pulled directly from you know where. I was like, I'm like a bird.
As you can tell, inspiration from my flight home yesterday, I thought of songs that had to do with flying in some sort.
Very well done. I really missed playing that game with you, Ben, and I know how much you love to do it. So sorry about that, Nick. Nice effort.
Speaking of songs, you can discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations, all available right now only on the free Odyssey app. I've also missed Don't Do This, which we have coming up next, including an NFL head coach absolutely losing his mind at his own team on the first day of practice for endangering the health of their starting quarterback.
So look, the audio we're going to play you, it's not as good as Castellanos, but it's pretty good. The broadcaster jinx is a real, real thing. This is, it's pretty phenomenal.
And how about the worst fan base in all of sports? All
right, how about those guys?
All right, we've got our three lined up next. That is coming up right now. Let's check traffic with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Got our sponsored college athlete, Steve Sugimoto, joining us at the bottom of the hour after his first ever round with Woods and Paul yesterday. And I'm dying to hear what he has to say about their golf game. That is coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's Ben and Woods. Good to be back with you, Woodsy. And good to be back for a little Don't Do This. I'll let you kick things off here on a Wednesday.
Yeah, imagine waiting, as long as you've waited, if you're a Dodger fan, to boo the Houston Astros for cheating in the World Series, cheating that season, the trash can banging incident. We all know the story. We covered it pretty hard on Ben and Woods in our infancy. And you wait, and you wait, and COVID hits, and you still don't get your chance. And then your chance comes. 52,000 people in Dodger Stadium last night. They're throwing trash cans on the field. They're booing incessantly. And then you get shut out by the Astros. I've always loved the Astros, respected the Astros. Well done, guys, last night. Also, you know, listen, I did see a lot of people say, man, this is amazing. Like, all the fights in the stands, this is crazy. And I'm like, that's every game. This isn't and it's usually Dodger fans fighting Dodger fans. I will never understand that concept.
Have you ever heard the phrase, lesser of two evils?
Yes, correct.
For at least the next couple of days, the Astros are the lesser of two evils.
Huge Astros fan. For Padres fans. Love the Astros.
Dodger fans.
I've never once talked bad about the Astros.
I've never said a word.
A.J. Hinch was wronged.
What?
Yeah, he was. He was unfairly persecuted, Paul. But the thing I wanted to mention in Don't Do This, this is fantastic. It's fantastic. And it will give you... it will give you the pee shivers. They handed this out last night in the parking lot. Did you see that?
I did.
Dodger fans unite. The Astros cheated us out of a world championship. This is our chance as fans to help settle the score. When the Astros come up to the plate, repeat the chant. Cheating Astros. We also need to cheer on the Dodgers and help them repeat as champions. When they come up to bat, repeat the chant. Repeat Dodgers. Repeat. Repeat.
This is something
Dodge.
You cringe at if the team mom of like a 10-year-old T-ball team hands out something like that at a professional sporting event. It's humiliating.
I gave
to
me
have
this
a cheer card.
When I saw it, here was my actual reaction.
What did you think about Dodgers fans throwing back every foul ball from the Astros during the game?
I mean, it's something. There's something.
It's a waste of time.
There is a
waste of time.
There's a Twitter account called @MLBFights. Just
they
go.
Live for nights
they
like
just
the last
live
night.
For it. Just go to it.
There were it was the largest crowd in all of MLB this season.
Oh,
what was
packed.
It? Over 52,000 people at Dodger Stadium last night. I mean, these
it
people
was...
have been waiting oh, yeah. for this opportunity.
You go out and you get shut out with I believe Walker Buehler was on the hill last night. So and then your former prospect Yordan Alvarez, who you traded for Josh Fields, I believe. He went deep with a two-run bomb. I mean, as a Padre fan, it's like eating a giant, giant, perfectly cooked ribeye.
Not a great day.
And the juices are running down your chin. You're like, give me more of this. This was fantastic.
In fact, I was listening to the post-game show. Matt Scraby called it the superfecta for the Padres last night. They won. Giants lost. Dodgers lost. Reds lost.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Good day for the Padres overall.
Oh, it was so good.
Kind of a bad first day of padded practice for the New York Giants at their training camp. The session ended abruptly yesterday when a team-wide brawl broke out. Now, some coaches like the, hey, let's get a little fire going. Let's start a fight. Let's get, we need some energy.
Dan Campbell of the Lions, he was the guy that's like, hey, when they knock us down, I want my guys to eat their kneecaps. I want them to swallow their kneecaps, crap out their kneecaps, put their kneecaps back on, eat them again, and then I want to rip their throats out. I want to cook it up and souffle it, and then I want to eat that.
Do you like kneecaps out there?
Dude, he was like psychotic. He said the other day, he's like, I can't wait, man. We're going to get out there and brawl.
Well, he might have liked this. Joe Judge did not. The incident started when tight end Evan Engram retaliated after a late hit to running back Corey Clement. Safety Logan Ryan then came in, leveled Engram from behind. The rest of the team jumped into the melee. Here's where things got a little out of control, and Joe Judge, the head coach, was not happy. The team's starting quarterback, Daniel Jones, ended up at the bottom of a giant pile in the middle of a team-wide brawl.
How does that happen?
And Judge lost his mind.
You're in the red jersey. Somebody needs to grab him and yank him.
Someone
as far
did
away.
At some point out of the pile, pulled out of the pile from the bottom, and then Judge expletive laden tirade at his team, ending practice. He then went full on junior high coach, had him alternate running laps and doing push-ups as punishment.
I love it.
For fighting and having the starting quarterback there at the bottom. It was a penalty-induced conditioning session at the end, and then one more lambasting before practice was just abruptly ended.
That's amazing. This is pretty good, Benny. So, Ryan LaFever. He is the play-by-play guy for the Kansas City Royals. So the Royals were playing the Tigers, and up to the plate steps Miggy Cabrera. Now, this is not a Castellanos situation, but it is one of those situations where I think justice was served. Listen to this audio.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Cabrera takes a fastball for a strike. I'll tell you what, Miguel Cabrera is a great hitter. Denny said he might be the best hitter of his era, but he whines more than any other hitter in the game if a borderline pitch is called a strike. I mean, he just... almost like he's entitled to his own strike zone. 2-2. Here it comes. And a slider is low. Three balls and two strikes.
Full count. Base is low.
You know, we've seen Albert Pujols when he was still with the Angels earlier this year. And Albert's more of a player at this point of his career than Cabrera is.
Not true.
But if a borderline pitch doesn't go Albert's way, you'd never know if he was upset on the inside. It's just, he still
plays the game the right way.
Yeah.
At least appears to follow the rules like everyone else, but not Miguel Cabrera. And we'll see if that backfires on him in this inning.
Well,
if there's
it's
another
backfire.
Borderline pitch. 3-2, two outs. The runners will be going. And Holland's pitch is swung on, hit in the air, left field, deep. Benintendi goes back. It's going to be over his head, off the top of the wall, and gone for a grand slam.
Yeah, it backfired all right, Ryan.
Miguel Cabrera got a hanging slider.
Yeah, didn't miss it.
And he hits his second home run of the game. This one is worth four.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that incredible?
You know, it's an interesting question, and I feel a little bit bad for the broadcaster, but he did bring a little bad karma on his own team in that
big
situation.
Time.
Do guys who whine more, do you think it helps them in the long run? Like, I mean, you know, the umpires just tired of dealing. It's just like, just give them the borderline call so they don't have to deal
it's
with it.
It's a good question.
Is it worth, like, a competitive edge to be a whiner all the time?
Well, I mean, look, Blake Snell begs for pitches all the time. And now I used to kind of like it. I looked at it as like, oh, man, he's really competitive. Now it bugs me because it's like you don't – lately, you haven't thrown enough strikes to kind of earn the borderline. You know, you're probably not going to get it because every time it's even close, he gives the head tilt like, oh, he gets upset. I think the guys that – you know, I hate this phrase. Hate it. I'm going to say it, but I hate it. Go about their business the right way.
Because what is the right way?
Right. What is the right way? He just said, you know, he whines. And Albert, I've seen Albert Pujols get upset about balls and strikes. I've seen every hitter get upset about balls and strikes. Do I think a guy, though, like Jerkson Profar is pretty demonstrative in the box. Do I think it costs him strikes? Maybe with some umpires.
He also knows the strike zone as
well
as any batter up there. Now, but the thing is, a game can turn on one borderline call. It did in the Padres game last night. They were up 1-0 in the second inning.
Oh, my God.
Two outs, two strikes. Manea throws one to Mariznick that is in the zone at the knees.
First of all, there was a check swing that they missed. So that was he threw him six. He got six strikes to work with.
And instead of being out of the inning with no runs allowed and it's still a 1-0 game, Mariznick singles. And then Pham singles, and then Cronenworth singles, all of them bring in runs.
Yep.
It's a 4-0 game. Completely different ball game because of 1/2 missed calls at home plate. So is it worth grinding every single call and whining just to make sure you get as many as possible? Or do you get more calls if you're just kind of stoic? And I mean, you got to know. The umpire's got to know, though. If he misses it, you like... You know, there's a way to do it.
There is. And you just give them a little oof. Almost like a laugh, like a oof. Man, okay. All right. Now I get it. Is that top of the zone? Top of the zone?
Okay. Really,
I just want to make sure. Is that bottom? Okay. It's bottom. They know what you're doing. You're being passive aggressive. Yeah. They get it. They're going to miss calls.
All right. Make sure my guy gets that one, too.
Yeah. 100%. Right. So, but I thought that was just fantastic. Talking about the whining and he's not a good player anymore. Grand slam. Phenomenal.
That is Don't Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I am curious to get a real golfer, and I'm not a real golfer, but Steve Shigemoto is. He's our Ben and Woods sponsored golfer, and his first round with Woods and Paul yesterday, he's going to join us. We'll get an update on what he's been up to in terms of, you know, getting the show promoted out there.
Well, listen, man, I want him to tell you how competitive it is at SDSU Golf right now in the upcoming season. When he was telling us this story yesterday,
wild.
I went, this is nuts. This is nuts. So I want to be able to support him. We need to figure out how we can do it and the tier ones as well. So
looking forward to it. It's coming up next. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get back to the Padres talk in a few minutes. Really need to give some praise to the offense. In their last two performances,
I'm proud of myself.
looks like they're coming around. I know we've gone through this before. There's been a maddening level of inconsistency where for a week they look like they should be putting up double digit runs every single game.
Yeah,
and then they'll go through a week where it's like teeth to score two or three.
Yeah,
you have too many good offensive players to struggle the way you have, but they're not struggling right now. Up and down yesterday, the lineup looked pretty darn good, even without Fernando Tatis Jr. So we'll talk some more Padres baseball coming up. First, though, our Ben and Woods sponsored athlete standing by with a full review of Woods and Paul's golf games.
We don't have to.
I know. I really need to know about this.
No one cares about
We'll get
that.
To that
they
after.
Want to talk about him.
Check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Of course, the San Diego State Golf Program producing Olympic gold medalists now.
Yes, sir.
We couldn't afford the Olympic gold medalist here on Ben and Woods, but we did sponsor a red and black golfer.
Future gold medalist.
Hopefully, yes, absolutely. Hopefully. I mean, with our support, it's 4 years or 3 years from now, maybe the next Olympic Games he can follow up. Xander Schauffele, and joining us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, our Ben and Woods sponsored golfer, Steve Sugimoto. Back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again. Good morning.
Good morning. How big of a deal was it, seeing Xander win the gold medal, by the way, over the weekend for San Diego State Golf?
It's huge. I mean, he's been a great representative for the program, and I'm so happy for him, and he deserves it all.
Now, you know they know each other, right? You know Xander's been a bit of a mentor.
Steve posted
to Steve.
A picture of them when they were little kids, like 5 years old. Awesome.
Family, friends, and we got all the backstory yesterday. We went and played Twin Oaks in San Marcos. And, first of all, this kid, we picked a winner. He actually picked us, but then we decided to go through this thing. Benny, this dude can swing it. He can swing it. I want to get a shirt with his face on it. That's how impressive he was yesterday. Unflappable. Playing with literally three of the worst golfers you could ever see.
Steve, that's not easy to do necessarily
easy.
Because
he's waiting.
You're used to playing, with top college golfers most of the time or top amateurs. How did you survive the experience with Woods and Paul and their buddy Foster yesterday?
You know, I had fun though. I had to focus a little extra on my shots. Stay locked in on what I'm doing.
It's actually good training.
A lot of fun, a lot of good banter, so it was good.
It's actually good. It's good training for him.
So you're saying, like, when you go to the Mountain West Championship, you're not often paired with someone who shoots like a 104?
Try a 111. And hey, when you go play tournaments, you don't have the other dip S in your group looking for his golf ball the whole time or asking you questions. Hey, so do I drop or do
What's
I
the rule
here? Like, I just wanted to die. Benny, I had the worst round of a year, in a year, and I play it with our guy. And I was so embarrassed. I went home. I was talking to my dad on the phone. He goes, "How'd it go?" I go, "It was effing terrible. I'm starting to play baseball again. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I hate it. I'm throwing my clubs in the lake. It was so bad."
Steve, if you don't mind, can you give me a quick, just your review of both of their swings? The woods, kind of the inside out, and the Paul goes, 98% past parallel special.
Yes.
Yeah. Starting off with Paul, I guess he's got a little John Daly in him where he gets a little long in the backswing, but he can pound it.
Pounds it.
Yeah, he hit some impressive shots yesterday. It's all about consistency for him, and then
meaning he doesn't have it yet.
Right, he's gonna get some consistency.
Meaning I'm doing the same thing. I don't know what I'm doing, but
it's consistent.
Maybe it's good. Maybe it's awful.
I mean, golf is all about getting reps and practice, and Woods is telling me Paul does none of that.
No, Paul does not practice.
No.
He doesn't practice. I practice, and I'm still that bad. That's the worst part.
But Woods, he has the potential. He has a great setup, but he has the typical baseball swing, He's only a year into golf, so he's got a lot of potential with that swing. I had the same problem when I quit baseball. I can only hit cuts, slices for years, and I'm starting to finally figure out how to control the ball the way I want to, and it's going to take a while, but you just got to be patient with your practice.
All right, I'm going to go practice today.
But it's good to know that your setup's good, so before you've done anything, you haven't screwed it up yet.
Correct.
It's just once you start moving.
Yeah,
is the problem.
Much once the club like goes back is when I get screwed here. We're talking to our sponsored athlete, our buddy Steve Sugimoto, golfer for San Diego State. Now, Benny, you played college golf at Pomona Pitzer. How many guys on your golf team?
There were, let's see, we played six in matches. We sometimes had seven on the team. Sometimes we had six.
Were you ever the one clown that didn't get to
go? No, okay. I actually did. Okay. I actually made every match.
Good,
I
was, good.
My freshman year, I was worried a couple of times. I probably should have been pulled out. I was playing so bad, but somehow I got left in the lineup.
So I'm talking to Steve yesterday, and the SDSU golf season is going to be starting here pretty soon. And they have now, Steve, 14 guys on the team. How many guys travel? How do you figure out who goes?
Yeah, so 14 guys on the team is the most we've ever had. Usually it's around 10, 11. But, 14 guys on the team, and five get to travel, maybe six, depending on the tournament. And before each event, we play a qualifying tournament, usually three or four rounds.
Oh, my God.
And we determine who goes after that. Usually, like, top two get automatic spot in the lineup, and then it's three coaches picks, something like that. So it's pretty competitive. You're never comfortable. So if you let up a little bit, start getting a little cocky, you could totally get humbled.
Now, does the coach, Ryan Don, does he have some discretion? I mean, if a top golfer has a bad few days, can he go, "Hey, we still need him in the lineup," or is it strictly on performance?
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's where the three coaches picks comes in. So he has a say, and he can control a little bit of how the lineup's going to look.
It's really incredible to watch this. This I call him a kid because he's literally young enough to be my son. I kind of wish he was also, but just such a good kid. And I was trying to offer some life advice. Things like that. He asked me how I got into radio. I said,
"What's as good at what not to do in life?"
Yeah, 100%.
Steve, you really should listen to him when he says, "Don't do what I did." He's generally right on.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want a wife who's a 10 and 14 years younger than you, don't listen to me, man, at all. Don't ever listen to me. I'm just playing. No, he is a great kid. And I asked him, I said, look, so when you start qualifying for tournaments, if there's a local one, can we come out? Can we bring the tier ones, go out and support? I said, do you get nervous? And he goes, I do, but I also like when people watch me play. It's a weird, and that's, I think a lot of people feel that way, you know? You're like, you up your game a little bit. Now, I don't want to go out there and like, let's go, like harass him and yell Baba Booey and stuff when he swings, but I'd love to go.
It's not the Waste Management
Open. It's not the Waste Management Open, but I would like to go out and support if Steve gives us the okay.
Yeah, definitely. I love the added pressure. It definitely helps me grow as a golfer. And like even my last tournament at the Pacific Coast Am, I had the little extra attention on me just from this exposure. And I had to perform, and that little extra pressure is exciting. And I welcome it with open arms. And during the season, we'll have a home event in March at San Diego Country Club. And we'll have tournaments on the Golf Channel as well that are going to be televised throughout the year. So pretty exciting, and can't wait.
We're looking forward to it. Continue practicing. You know, I need to represent us well.
He and I are going to go get some practice in next week. So he has no idea what he's in store for with me.
I'm looking forward to it.
None whatsoever.
And I can't wait for my opportunity to play with Steve as well.
It's great.
Because, you know, I want to challenge myself, maybe up my game by playing with someone who, you know, shooting several under par.
Yeah, he finished 5 under on the day yesterday.
Like nothing.
4 under on the back, 1 under on the front, was just rolling birdies in. Just such a pleasure to watch. And, you know, really, he's like 22 years old, and I was just massively intimidated by him the entire day because he's just so good. And, you know, listen, man, stay working on those mentals. That's the most important thing. Your swing is there. Everything else is there. And it was a pleasure. And it is a pleasure to have you representing Ben and Woods.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to represent Ben and Woods.
Love it.
You haven't gotten any other offers from any other radio shows saying, like, hey, we can
offer
you
offer.
You know, $150 or anything.
Because I'll up my offer then. Get in a bidding.
No, I'm a, I'm a loyal guy. So Ben and Woods till the end.
Good.
Thanks so much, Steve. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, brother. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ben and Woods golfer Steve Sugimoto on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Love that kid.
He's a great kid, man.
I want to talk. We just mentioned the Padres offense, and I think there's one guy in particular who is coming around. Had a huge day yesterday that makes such a difference near the bottom of the order, and it was Austin Nola. Had a 4-for-5 night yesterday, has really started after having a stop and start season, you know, dealing with injuries, was supposed to be that offensive catalyst behind the plate that the Padres had been lacking for years. I mean, years and years, getting almost no production offensively. And while Victor Caratini did some good things early in the season, I think he's a really good, you know, second catcher to have in your lineup. You need more offensive production. And Austin Nola hadn't given it to the Padres really since being acquired at the trade deadline last year from the Seattle Mariners. But this last few days, you kind of get the sense of what a Padres lineup can look like, 1 through 8 or even 1 through 9 with a designated hitter that makes them a potentially such a tough team to face, because there could be no potential breaks in that lineup. If Austin Nola is going well, it's a nightmare for opposing pitchers to have to face a fully loaded Padres lineup.
Dude, so you look at the lineup last night, and you look at Tommy Pham grinding out an AB, and then what does he do? He pops a home run off you. The first batter, he was looking at pitches, fouling pitches off. And then you have Trent Grisham getting a couple knocks last night, getting off the schneid.
Been ice cold. It'd been 0-for-22 or something before that.
Making a phenomenal catch in center field. I mean, just feeling it last night. Ha-Sung Kim gets another knock. Austin Nola, though, was incredible. Incredible. The only thing, you know, and I think it may be a Blake Snell thing. I don't know. I mean, look, it's the communication between those two that needs to improve if that's going to be his guy going forward. They weren't on the same page several times. That's got to get worked out. Mariznick seems to be a pretty nice pickup, again, given new life twice in an AB, he makes him pay and drives in a couple of runs. Manny continuing to be the unluckiest man in baseball, even still getting a couple of knocks, knocking in a couple of runs. He hit that ball off of Manaea's thigh at 120 miles an hour. I mean, you keep hitting it like that, really good things are going to happen. So up and down the lineup, Benny Cronenworth battling some good ABs as well. I think everybody got a knock except for Will, I think,
I think Will was the only one who didn't get a hit yesterday, but he had a walk.
Well, he had an unbelievable throw to pipe a guy at the plate. I mean, so he's contributing in other ways. That win last night, look, I know it was a bit of a blowout. That's what they're capable of. They are capable of that every single night. That's without Adam Frazier in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, that was a true team win, top to bottom. And I really think that the offense is potentially something that even on a day where the starting pitching doesn't, I mean, Blake Snell got it done yesterday, but even on a day where he struggles or, you know, Ryan Weathers doesn't have it, they've got an offense that can keep them in most games. And you pair that with a bullpen that's been just locked down, 17 straight scoreless innings. They have the best bullpen ERA, I think, still in all of baseball, and they're adding pieces to it now. It's hard to imagine the Padres ever feeling like, oh, we've got no shot in this game. No, the Padres should always have a good shot in every game, including playoff games, if they do get there. And I wanted to go through it quickly because I told you I did some math when it comes to the Padres' playoff chances. And I know at one point they were like 97% Fangraphs to make the playoffs. It went down all the way into the 70% at some point. But here's where they currently stand at 14 games above 500. If the Padres can just post a winning record the rest of the way, one game above 500, literally, one game above 500 the rest of the way. So not, you know, I'm not saying that they've got to be, you know, put a 10-game winning streak together. Right. They don't have to be world beaters. Essentially, do what they've done since the All-Star break, which is not that pretty,
not
by
that
the way.
Great.
But they've done that. They're, what, a game or two above 500 since the All-Star break, even as poorly as things have gone. If they can just keep doing that, mediocre baseball the rest of the way. The Cincinnati Reds, who are currently five games behind the Padres in the standings.
Oh, I love this. This is not, you will never get this with Woods and Paul.
They would need to go at least 33-22.
Okay, tall
the rest order. Of the way to catch the Padres.
They've got good pitching and they have offense that can be explosive as well.
They do. That's a much better pace than they've played all season long. The Reds would have to play some really good baseball. They'd have to play over 600 baseball just to catch a Padres team that went 27-26 over their final 53 games. So, honestly, if the Padres go 20-33 the rest of the way, they don't deserve to go in the playoffs. But if they just play 500 baseball, slightly above, it's going to be tough for anyone to catch them at this point. That's just 89 wins, by the way. I still think that this Padres team should win, you know, 93, 94 games and probably fairly comfortably get into the postseason with a wild card.
Especially with what's coming down the pike. You know, it's with the guys on the schedule after today. I mean, I'm not going to say the term MAKINGHAY anymore. I don't want to say it anymore. Every time we say it, they don't make it. And so I'm not going to say that anymore. But now is the time to go and dominate.
Well, did you know that the difference between the Padres, the Giants, and the Dodgers this season is how they've played against the Colorado Rockies?
Amazing.
If the Padres are right about 500 against the Rockies, they haven't done well.
They are 500.
They have not done well against the Rockies. The Dodgers and the Giants have played well above 500 against the Rockies so far this season. I mean, take those games away, and they're essentially all three of them are pretty much tied.
Yeah, that you're not making it better. You're making it worse.
I know.
You're making it sting worse.
It's frustrating. It's the one team that they've struggled against that those two have not. So,
well, Buddy Black will get you.
All right, we've got 1 hour still to go. Joining us will be Corey Brock to talk about his great Tony Gwynn story, about his first year in pro baseball up in Walla Walla, Washington. Such great memories. It's all ahead. Stay tuned. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.